Machinery, the Crane Federal Credit Union, the Donaldson Insurance Agency, Ed Lee Mortuary, Heller's Lawn Pro, Heritage Petroleum, the Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, McAllister Machinery, Mattress by Appointments, Myers LP Gas, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, Pepsi Beverages Company, Anna Lou Chapman, your local REMAX real estate agents, Sterling & Company, Taylor's 2 Steakhouse, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, the Edward Jones Advisors of Washington, the Gill Funeral Home, and D2B Pest Control of Southern Indiana.
Now, Washington Hatchet Sports on WAMW.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
I'm Doug Bubalow, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Washington Hatchets on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Thompson Insurance is a local, full-service independent agency located in downtown Washington. The business relationships we have developed over the years with several of the top-rated carriers in Indiana enable us to help you customize an insurance package to meet all of your coverage needs. This eliminates the confusion for you to handle policies with multiple agencies. Give me, Lacey King, a call for all of your insurance needs. Thompson Insurance in Washington, where we make shopping for insurance easy.
It's the Hatchet pregame show on WAMW with Coach and Gretchen Miles. Before tip-off tonight here at the Hatchet House, Bloomfield Cardinals in town. Coach, Lenny Hatchet's big win in the last outing, 12-3. The girls are coming together nicely as we continue through this busy month of January.
January's definitely busy. You know, we always kind of call this championship month. A lot of things that we've been working on since the first month of the season, you know, need to be fine-tuned. It needs to be automatic all right now, and things that we shouldn't have to go back to fix. So really trying to keep honing in on little things. As always, defending well, rebound, limit your turnovers, and you always put yourself in a good position to win the game.
Two road trips coming up after this at Mount Carmel, never easy. At Gibson Southern on Saturday, one of your toughest challenges of the year. So it'd be nice to start off with a win here tonight.
Yeah, and with Bloomfield too, you know, we talk about knee injuries early on. They had, I think after the 10th game this season, Kylie Shelton, who's a junior, at the time was averaging about 24 a game, tore her ACL. She's also a stud volleyball player and tennis player too. So she had a lot of young kids surrounding her. So of course, without her in the mix, they play a lot of freshmen and sophomores, just young kids. And you know, Coach Knapp does a tremendous job of getting them to do the basics, playing hard. That's exactly what they do. And for us, we've got to, you know, stick to doing what we do well and stay true to what we need to do fundamentally. And just kind of stay in the game as far as the mental part of it is being good, solid defense, get out in transition, rebound the basketball, and find a way to win.
Well, and when your big players don't necessarily have a big night, the nice thing is you've had some other players really step up and play well.
Right, you know, and with Elena Concilia, they've been doing a good job putting the ball in the basket for us. And, you know, and also we've had other players, too, step up and do that on any given night. And it's always nice when you look at our scoring column, you know, guaranteed at least about all kids are going to put the ball in the basket for you. And that's always a good sign as far as our teams try to scout you and take things away from you, that we've got kids that are confident. We have kids that are ready to shoot the basketball and don't hesitate. And we also have a lot of kids that do the little things very well in order for those big things to happen, like scoring the basketball, like winning the basketball game. We talk about, like, on Saturday with the Courtney Dove girl and Hadley Faith, and Allie Barber did such a tremendous job on her. She had zero offensive rebounds. That's huge. When she she's used to getting, you know, 5 or 6 offensive rebounds a game, that game kind of turns a little differently to start off. So, you know, just doing the little things right throughout the entire game just to continue to keep getting better every night that we're on the floor.
Your starting lineup?
Jesse Ledgerwood, Allie Barber, Quincy Healy, Kinsey Levasseur, and Elena Thorne.
All right, Coach, we'll see you in the postgame. Good luck.
Okay, thanks, Dwayne.
Comments of Lady Hatchet head coach Gretchen Miles before tip-off tonight here at the Hatchet House as the Washington Lady Hatchets at 12-3 get set to do battle with the Bloomfield Lady Cardinals coming in at 7-10. Hatchet pregame show presented by Boyd & Sons Machinery. Greg Boyd and the team at Boyd & Sons Machinery, proud supporters of the Washington Hatchets. We'll take a 2-minute timeout when we come back. Steve Brothers joins me alongside to help with the broadcast as we get set for varsity tip. It's Washington and Bloomfield tonight on your home for the Hatchets, Memories 107.9.
This is Shelley with A&R Home Center. We'd like to show you what we have available in our lumberyard, so come on in. We've designed the lumberyard with you, the handyman do-it-yourselfer, in mind. We stock 2x4s for your next fix-it-up project. Insulation, when you need a little bit more in your attic or walls. Even siding and roofing, shingles if you want to do your own home improvements. For small projects to home remodeling, choose A&R Home Center. Our lumber yard is open Monday through Saturday, and we'll load it for you.
Test drive a new 2020 Jeep Gladiator now during the Start Something New sales event at the Washington Chrysler Center. The fastest growing new vehicle on the road, the Gladiator has it all. It's part Jeep, part truck, and all beast on the open road and off-road. With towing capacity over 7,000 pounds, smooth V6 power, and removable top, new Jeep Gladiators are now starting as low as $42,500. Or choose a 2020 Jeep Cherokee Latitude, now priced as low as $24,109. It's a new year. You deserve a new Jeep. From the Washington Chrysler Center during the Start Something New sales event in downtown Washington.
I'm John Newton from the Donaldson Agency in Washington. You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there is a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from the Auto Owners Insurance Company is a way to safeguard your loved ones and in the future. See us today at the Donaldson Agency in Washington for a secure policy to protect their tomorrows. Call 812-254-4668.
Master mentalist Eric Dobell will be in Washington for one big show Saturday night, January 25th at Aces in the Washington Country Club. Hi, this is Daniel Cullen, and I am excited to bring this great show for all ages to our area. Eric has his own theater in Gatlinburg, and he plays to sell-out crowds nightly. Tickets are $20 and available online now at the Aces Restaurant Facebook page. Get yours before they're all gone, as seating will be limited. Don't miss Master Mentalist Eric Dobell live at Aces in the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road, Saturday, January 25th at 9 p.m.
Welcome back to the Hatchet House. Dwayne Shake with Steve Brothers on your Tuesday night. The Lady Hatchets are taking on the Bloomfield Lady Cardinals this evening. Washington fresh off a win here at home Saturday against Princeton, 55-37, a nice solid victory. You know, I thought Coach Miles hit on a good point, bro. This team, any given night, you're going to see 5, 6, even 7 players in the scoring column in the box score. They do a nice job of balancing the attack. And as I said in the pregame with Coach Miles, if one player's down, not getting the points maybe that they normally do, there's been other players really step up to fill in that void, and that's a nice thing to have.
Well, I really like the way that Hadley Faith and Quincy Healy and Jade Browning, the three of them, don't hesitate whatsoever to put the ball up, because they all can score, as Coach Miles said. But there's no hesitation. If they have a slight opening, it's going up and oftentimes going in. So those three are, you know, probably the least experienced, maybe, even though two of them are seniors. They may have the least minutes, maybe, of the varsity players that play. And you can't tell, because they play with a lot of confidence. Well, so it's great to see.
The Bloomfield Lady Cardinals once again, another team plagued with the dreaded ACL injury.
We got to quit saying that. You know, it's like epidemic proportions.
It really is. I don't remember it being this bad in several years. Kylie Shelton, one of the leaders, as Coach mentioned, averaging about 24 points a game. How terrible is it to see her go down with an ACL tear? You don't want that ever for any athlete.
I suspected that was the case, because earlier today I was looking at their schedule and their wins and losses, and you could tell something happened, because 4 or 5 games ago the scores just didn't match the first half of their season. And I thought, well, this looks like there's been an injury to one of their main players. And I guess it came true.
And with that, also, the numbers a little bit down for Coach Knepp's squad as they did not field a JV team tonight. However, Coach Higgins did get her JV game in as the North Knox Lady Warriors graciously came up with their JV team to play in the preliminary game tonight. Washington got the win 40-30, but that was a close one.
Yes, it was. I think the JV was ahead 17-4 at one time, and North Knox came fighting back and came within 3 points, I believe, before the Lady Hatchets pulled away at the end. My question is, Dwayne, did you go down to the JV scorebook and ask who the starters were
for
the varsity?
You can't let that go, can you? Well, thank you very much to Denise Rogers in the high school athletic office because she alerted me today that there would be a different JV team. So I appreciate that heads up, or I would have probably done it.
Well, and I sat here and watched two quarters before I figured it out. And I asked, what's Steve Muir doing down on the Bloomfield bench?
It happens. So, yeah. Once again, a nice crowd filing in. It's so great to see the support these girls have received this year. And the Hatchet cheer block has been strong all year. And the Hatchet pep band here entertaining the crowd. The cheerleaders are here, so good to see everybody in attendance on this Tuesday night.
What time is the stealth flyover? Is that during the national anthem?
That's coming up. It's coming up. Well, lots of basketball coming your way this week here on WAMW. Of course, we're here at home tonight on Thursday. Bro and I head to the land of Lincoln. We're going to the next state over as we take on the Mount Carmel Lady Aces for the final time as the Big 8 Conference wraps up this year.
You know, I'm going to kind of miss going into that old gym. That gym had some character to it.
It did. It did.
A little small, but still it had some character.
Thursday night, we'll have Lady Hatchet basketball for Mount Carmel, and then Saturday, a tough, tough road trip. Gibson Southern Lady Titans. You know, you mentioned Evansville Memorial, one of the losses this year. Vincennes, another one of the losses. Gibson Southern, same caliber as those two teams. They are really, really tough, and that's going to be a good challenge on the road Saturday afternoon.
Well, at the beginning of the season, you definitely want to asterisk 4 or 5 games, and I guarantee you that was one of them right there, Gibson Southern. Put a little star by that one. That's one that's going to be a tough one.
Hatchet pregame show continues, brought to you by Boyd & Sons Machinery. I'm Dwayne Shake alongside Steve Brothers. We'll take another 2-minute timeout. When we come back, starting lineups, we'll get set for the opening tip. It's Washington and Bloomfield tonight. You're listening to Lady Hatchet Basketball on WAMW.
Pepsi is the proud exclusive vendor of Washington High School and its athletic programs. This basketball season, whether at the Hatchet House or on the road, choose a cold Pepsi product to quench your thirst. Pepsi is proud to offer Pepsi Zero, offering zero sugar in each drink. And the new Gatorade Bolt is Gatorade's first new product in more than 20 years, really catching on with athletes and fans. And you can never go wrong with a cold Mountain Dew. Treat yourself to a cold Pepsi product anytime.
D2B Pest Control is your hometown pest control solution. Cockroaches, rodents, spiders, ants, stinging insects, and the dreaded bed bugs all know that D2B stands for Death the Bug. Call now to lock yourself into their Pest Control Founder Special. Lock in your base price at $41 a month today. Call D2B Pest Control today, 812-698-9109.
Hi, I'm Chris Severs. Everyone at Goodwin Severs Funeral Home in Washington invites you to come by and let us show you what we have created to serve our residents of Daviess County. Our 7,000 square foot facility includes a 160 guest capacity chapel with a large reception area, a dining area, state-of-the-art casket and urn selection room, and other amenities. Goodwin Severs Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington, is here to serve you. Stop by today to see what sets us apart.
At McAllister Machinery in Washington, we know you work hard to keep your farm producing as much as possible. After all, it's your livelihood. At McAllister Machinery, we offer quality farm equipment to do the best job it can for you, with staff available 24 hours to help if you do have a problem, not to mention quick parts replacement service. Make McAllister Machinery part of your team. McAllister Machinery, your local Caterpillar dealer, corner of Sunnyside Road and US 50 in Washington.
Welcome back to the Hatchet House. Dwayne Shake alongside Steve Brothers for the Lady Hatchets and Bloomfield Lady Cardinals tonight. So let's go to the Prescription for Success, brought to you by the Prescription Shop, your hometown pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Keys for a Hatchet victory tonight.
Well, Dwayne, you know, we've said this many times in the course of a season, and not taking anything away from 1A schools whatsoever, but, you know, they don't have the clientele to put together a good team all that often, or I should say a competitive team against a 3 or 4A school. And without their big gun in the lineup, it's going to be very difficult for Bloomfield to score against the Lady Hatchet defense. So I think all we have to do as the Lady Hatchets is just play good, hard defense and let the offense take care of itself. You know, try to have some sort of a goal, like hold the team under 30 points or something like that. If you play that hard, which we know that they will, then we're going to have the upper hand here. Because we've seen it, Dwayne, all season, where some teams just have a really, really hard time scoring against the Lady Hatchets.
Yep.
Dwayne, I was thinking, I was reading an article in the paper about Northwestern high school team. I think it's Northwestern in 3A in Indiana, the girls team. I think they won the state maybe last year and are really good again this year. And even they have a hard time fielding a JV team. A 3A powerhouse is having a hard time fielding a JV squad.
Really?
So, the article said, well, next year they're going to be 4A, and they're graduating a lot of seniors. So they're saying maybe some of the younger girls aren't too keen on playing against 4A schools instead of 3A schools and not really having a chance to win a state championship, which kind of rubbed me the wrong way, actually, because it's like, well, if I can't win a trophy, then I'm not going to play, you know. And I hope that's not a pattern that develops. But you would think a powerhouse 3A school would be able – and, you know, 3A, that's, what, 600, 700, 800, 900 students could field a JV team. But they had a couple of injuries, kind of like Bloomfield had, and they're just not going to play JV for the remainder of the season.
Numbers have been a problem here and there across the board in some sports, you know, and it's really, really unfortunate. I know Mr. Cochran, the new athletic director here at Washington, kind of made that one of his goals. He wanted to see, especially the sports that have struggled with the lower numbers, try to get more interest in those sports to get the participation there. Because let's face it, participating in a high school sport during your high school years, it's memories that will last a lifetime.
And when you're 30 years old, you will regret not playing. If you quit because you're not playing or sitting on the bench or whatever, when you're 30, you will regret not playing.
Yeah.
That's almost a guarantee.
You don't get that time back, do
nope.
you?
Nope. So play while you can.
And when you're 30, you're left with bowling, the Wednesday night bowling league, or 40.
30? What
well,
do you mean
30? Well, you said 30 first.
Okay.
You're left with bowling in the Wednesday night bowling league,
right.
Or maybe pickleball now.
A little pickleball action, yeah.
Which is a growing sport.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check this one out sometime.
I've gone by there at the tennis courts over here and watched a little pickleball action on a Saturday afternoon or morning. So Gene Miller said that down in Florida, that's really big, pickleball. He played down there some this last summer.
It's a growing sport, that's for sure. Starting lineups brought to you by Boyd Grain. Boyd Grain proud to support the Washington Hatchets. Visitors from Bloomfield start at one guard, number 11, Kinley Moody. At the other guard, number 20, Brianna Booker. And forward, number 12, Theda Uland. At forward, number 22, Gracie Lowry. And at forward, number 35, Delaney Richardson. Bloomfield Cardinals under head coach Ron Knepp. Coach Knepp in his fifth year with the Lady Cardinals, 65 wins and 52 losses. Bloomfield's last three games, Springs Valley, Vincennes, and Lagodi, they've lost those three. And, boy, that's a tough 1-2-3 punch.
Yes, it is.
Especially for a team a little bit down with numbers and injuries. For Washington, no changeup in their starters. Jesse Ledgewood, Quincy Healy at guards, Elena Thorne, Concealava Seward forwards, and Allie Barber works your middle. Both teams have been introduced. Bloomfield in the red, trimmed in whites. Washington Hatchets are in the white, trimmed in gold. When we come back, we'll have the opening tip-off next from the Hatchet House. You're listening to Washington Lady Hatchet Basketball on WAMW.
Heritage Petroleum on West Walnut in Washington is fueling your everyday life. Family-owned and operated, Heritage Petroleum has 11 locations all across the Midwest and is proud to supply a complete line of fuel products, including petroleum fuels, oils, and lubricants. Heritage Petroleum is proud to offer fueling transport services and commercial fuel for both large and small companies located on West Walnut in Washington and proud to be a part of your community. Call Heritage Petroleum at 812-254-3677.
At Crane Credit Union, they understand the importance of managing your finances. They can help you buy a home, purchase a new car, and save money by offering checking accounts with no minimum balance or monthly fees. Pay your bills, deposit checks, and make loan payments from your smartphone with their state-of-the-art free mobile app. Crane Credit Union makes it easy to join for anyone in 27 Indiana counties and offer the same banking while keeping your money local. Crane cares. Visit cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
Is your mattress old, worn out, stained, or otherwise past its prime? Mattress by Appointment has brand new, brand name mattresses at 50 to 80% off the prices you see at big box traditional retailers. We have a mattress for every back and every budget. Our $40 down financing option allows you to get the mattress you deserve at a price you can afford. Call or text 812-610-1070. Now with two locations in Washington and in Vincennes. Mattress by Appointment, 812-610-1070.
Hi, this is Clara Myers with Myers LP Gas in Washington. Let Myers LP Gas warm your homes with our high-quality LP gas and then warm your hearts with our low prices. We service residential, farms, and commercial. Myers LP Gas offers the best service in the area. Call us at 254-6809 or toll-free 877-MYERS-22. Myers LP Gas is located on Highway 57, just 6 miles north of Washington.
Young Lily Jones with a tremendous version of the national anthem tonight. She left the crowd speechless, I think, bro.
Little Miss Dynamite right there, Brenda Lee.
Absolutely. Phenomenal job. Bloomfield controls the opening tip. We're ready for basketball. Lady Cardinals right to left on the radio dial. Controlling right now. Elena Horning gets the starting nod for the Cardinals. They work it underneath to Delaney Richardson, and Richardson puts it up. She's fouled. And Richardson quickly earns a trip to the line right off the bat.
Man-to-man defense by Washington. Yeah, that national anthem was great.
Well, and we've had we just got a lot of talent here at Washington.
Yeah, there's been some really good ones.
Great to, you know, the band does a phenomenal job, too, not taking anything away from them at all. There's something about hearing that sung live.
Yeah, you've got Carl Lewis, if you remember that one. You remember that one? Roseanne Barr?
We try to forget that one.
Okay, okay.
Both free throws are good for Richardson, and the Bloomfield Lady Cardinals open with a 2-0 lead. Washington with their first look on offense.
Looks like we have a, nice fake there.
Allie Barber feeds it to Lava Sewer. Kinsia draws her defender off her feet.
That was a good shot fake.
And it's 2-2. We're all tied up.
Again, I could be wrong here, but Bloomfield may be struggling against this defense. But there's another foul by Washington.
Brenna Booker tried to make a move there, and she got knocked to the floor. It'll be out of bounds for Bloomfield. Second team foul against the Hatchets. Booker will trigger it in. The lob goes to Delaney Richardson. Richardson underneath, shot up and in. Good for two from Gracie Lowry. Gracie Lowry is the player who's been filling the gap with the absence of Shelton. Watch for her tonight to score big.
There's a nice drive.
Jesse Ledgewood took it all the way. Nobody stopped her, and her scoop shot is good to tie it back at four.
You know, when Jesse drives like that really hard, oftentimes she kind of slams it against the backboard, but that was a nice soft touch right there. That was a pass right to Coach Miles.
Cardinals lose it. Back to Washington here. 6:42 left. 4-4 our score on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Good crowd on hand for this Tuesday night. We are getting down to the nitty-gritty, just a handful of games before tournament time, bro, believe it or not.
We got a 2-3 zone here by Bloomfield.
The Hatchet's having a little trouble.
Yep.
As Thorne hands it off to Barber. Barber behind the arc, looks over to Lava Sewer. Can see ya. Now to Ledgerwood, back to Lavasseur. Lavasseur takes it. Nice move, but too hard off the glass. Rebound weak side to Booker. Here come the Cardinals. Booker goes into Richardson. It's no good, but she gets her own rebound. Now they work it back out to Booker, top of the key.
They're doing a good job of getting it inside there.
In it goes to Richardson. Out to Horning now. Horning tries to feed it back to Richardson, but it's too strong. And the loose ball right into the hands of Lavasseur. Kinsia, coast to coast, up for two more.
That time we had the nice soft touch off the glass.
6-4, Hatchets by two, 5.5 left to play first quarter. Coach Knepp says stop the ball. That's what the defense has got to do for the Lady Cardinals, as Washington has had three of those now. Quincy Healy steps in front of the pass, gets the steal, and Quincy gets a score off the glass. Coach Knepp wants a timeout. 5:21 to play first quarter. It's Washington 8, Bloomfield 4. Lady Hatchet basketball tonight. Presented by the Donaldson Insurance Agency with Donaldson's Your Number One. Also by A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. And by Heritage Petroleum. Heritage Petroleum is fueling your everyday life. Well, Washington, just a matter of pulling away on this one, as they have, give Bloomfield credit, Coach Knepp's club came in strong early on.
Well, he does a great job.
He really does.
You know, he's been around for a while now, and all his team, you know, you can't help what your talent level is. And, you know, with his star player out, this is going to be a struggle probably. But that doesn't take away from the fact that he's an excellent coach.
And they're playing good fundamental basketball.
Yes.
They really are. They're running the offense. As Booker now controls, hands it off far side to Kinley Moody. Knocked out of bounds, last touch by Hatchett. Checking in now is Emily Neighbors for the Cardinals. She'll replace Elena Horning. 5 minutes left, 8-4, Washington with the lead. Bloomfield has the basketball. They'll trigger it in on the far side.
Boy.
It's swatted into the locker room.
The long arm of the law is really giving him trouble, as expected. Elena Thorne, two straight deflections.
Well, thank Thompson Insurance at Washington. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. Pass goes into Neighbors, fresh into the lineup.
Yeah, there's another steal.
Her pass is swatted out. Hatchets get the turnover.
You know, Coach Miles' players always do a great job of having the near arm out for the deflection instead of the arm closest to the defender. I should say that the arm nearest the ball is out, and they get a lot of deflections that way. Really good defense.
Washington with a four-point lead in the ball. They lob it underneath to Thorne. Thorne too far underneath the basket. Throws it off the bottom of the backboard, but the Hatchets maintain possession. Now Quincy Healy tries for the three. No. Lavasseur rebound. No. Lavasseur rebound. Yes. And one. Chance for a three-point play from Kinsia Lavasseur.
Three offensive rebounds already for Kinsia. 10-4 in favor of Washington. 4:29 to go in the first quarter. Kinsia has one free throw. It's up and it's good. 11-4. Bloomfield has four turnovers already. Good. Hatchets are doing a great job getting their hands in the passing lanes. Neighbors.
Far side, controlled by Brianna Booker. Now they hand off to Moody, and her shot is no good. Rebound to Lavasseur. Washington 11, Bloomfield 4. As Healy's shot is no good, Lavasseur's rebound and putback is no good, and now Bloomfield comes up with it halfway through this first quarter.
Kinsia has five rebounds already.
Wow. She wants that putback back, I think, yep. Too.
I think she wants a double-double pretty badly this evening. And again, Bloomfield's offense is a little stagnant here. They just can't get any openings.
Nice defense by the Hatchets. Emily Neighbors looks into Richardson. Delaney Richardson kicks it back out to Moody on the far side behind the arc. Now it goes to Neighbors. Neighbors stands at the volleyball line. She'll go near side over to Gracie Lowry. Back to Neighbors. Now to Moody. Little pitch and catch outside now for the Cardinals. Still waiting on a good shot.
Quincy Healy's using that long arm reach to really bother. And there it does.
Thorne gets the steal. And Elena up and in for two.
Good job by Quincy Healy forcing that turnover.
13-4 in favor of Washington. Under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Hatchets won the JV game against North Knox earlier, 40-30. There's Elena with another steal. And this time on the other side of the rim, she'll get two more. 15-4 in favor of the Hatchets.
Coach Neff's got a, you know, it's a helpless feeling. There's not really much you can do. I mean, they're giving it their best shot, but
they really are.
The Lady Hatchets are just too strong defensively, and there's another turnover.
Last touch by a Hatchet, though.
We deflected that out of bounds.
Hadley Faith coming in now. She'll give Quincy Healy a breather. Tonight's game brought to you by the Washington Chrysler Center, your hometown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealer. Start something new sales event in full swing at Washington Chrysler. Test drive a new Jeep Gladiator or Jeep Grand Cherokee. Steal by the Hatchets. Allie Barber can't get it. Rebound pulled in by Hadley Faith for another chance for Washington as they work it into Thorne. Thorne can't get it. Now Faith gets it, and she's fouled. Hadley Faith is going to shoot two free throws. Washington controlling the boards here.
Yeah, right off the bat, Hadley comes in. Boom, two rebounds in just a few seconds. So she'll be shooting two free throws.
First free throw for Hadley's up and in, so she's in the scoring column.
Jade Browning coming in, giving Jesse Ledgerwood a little break.
2 minute mark. Both free throws count. Hadley Faith hits them, makes it 17-4. Bloomfield walks it up. Booker controls, hands it to Horning, who's back in the lineup, Elena Horning.
Boy, the Lady Hatchets are really hungry for these turnover and layups. You can just tell.
And that one's going to be a turnover as it goes.
Eight turnovers here in the first quarter.
Back to Washington.
Still a minute 47 to go.
In the first quarter. I want to thank your Washington Edward Jones advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova, proud supporters of the Hatchets. Jade Browning into Hadley Faith. And the ball loose, but back into the hands of Washington. Now Browning is open underneath, and she'll lay it in for two. One, two, three, four, five. What we talked about in the pregame, six players now in the scoring column for the Hatchets.
And their typical 50% shooting from the field also.
19-4. And a lot of those shots have been point blank underneath off of rebounds, second chance opportunities.
Our reach is just too devastating. They have a hard time making an entry pass, and there's yet another turnover.
Lavasseur gets the steal. And then the Hatchets maintain. Bloomfield almost got it back. But now Browning takes it. No good.
Nice move. A little left-handed action, but a little short on that.
Rebound to Richardson and the Cardinals. 40 seconds to play. First quarter. Washington 19, Bloomfield 4. As Horning tried to go up against Thorne, and she dribbles it out of bounds back to Washington.
Well, Bloomfield scored 4 points in the first minute and haven't scored since. They've only shot the ball three times in this quarter, 1 for 3.
Hatchets look for the last shot here now with 20 seconds left and a 19-4 lead. Those first 4 points for Bloomfield came quick. And
they did.
They have not scored since. We'll be back in action Thursday for Mount Carmel. 7:15 airtime, 7:30 tip-off. 4 seconds, Lavasseur charges.
Good call.
As a nice job there by Horning getting position there.
She lowered her shoulder.
Yep.
She was trying to go up for the strong shot, but that was a really good call by the official. And like you said, good defense by Bloomfield.
Theta Ulin checks in.
2 seconds to go, and they're just going to kind of eat it.
Yep. No shot. That's it for the first quarter of play. 8 minutes gone on the A&R Home Center scoreboard after one. It's the Lady Hatchets 19, Bloomfield Lady Cardinals 4. We'll be back to the Hatchet House in 1 minute on WAMW.
Hi, I'm Andy Arvin from Italy Mortuary. Caring for you when you need the care the most. That's not just a slogan. It's our mission and our greatest priority. When you call Edley Mortuary, you will never get a recording. We answer our calls 24/7. Funerals should not have to be expensive. We are proud to be the most cost-effective funeral home in Washington, celebrating the life of your loved one with comfort, compassion, and affordability at the Edley Mortuary in Washington.
Raise your hand if you love dealing with insurance for your business or even your personal home and auto. That's what I thought. No one's hand went up except for mine. Hi, I'm Ron Knepp from Thompson Insurance in Washington. I understand the struggle is real and life is hard when you own your own business. Give me a call, 254-1987, and I will do my best to not only reduce some of the stress, but also lower your premiums as well. Thompson Insurance in Washington, your local Hastings Mutual Insurance agent.
Back at the Hatchet House, Dwayne Shake with Steve Brothers, ready for second quarter action. Washington starts with the ball and a 19-4 lead on the A&R Home Center scoreboard.
Bloomfield still in their zone defense. Washington starts with Ledgerwood and Browning and Thorne, Healy, and Face out there. Bloomfield continuing to play aggressively on their zone.
Browning looking into Thorne. Thorne shakes her defender and puts it up and in for two more. Elena Thorne has six. It's 21-4 in favor of Washington.
Well, like I said, the Lady Hatchets know that they can get some steals out front, and normally when you get them out there, it's going to be layups on the other end. So they're not backing off any defensively. They're being very aggressive. Lowry.
Moody now with it. Moody dribbles at the center circle. Hands off to Horning.
Just too much pressure there. There's really nothing they can do.
Horning works it over.
I keep repeating myself on that, but that's exactly what's going on.
Anna Booker now with it is Gracie Lowry. Lowry works it back to Booker. 6:45 to play first half.
You know, this is a case where the crowd should be getting up and applauding this defensive effort. It's really, really a good job.
They are shutting them down right now.
Long three.
Shot up.
Look at that.
In.
Every time we say that, Dwayne.
Gracie Lowry, again, that's the player Coach Miles said to watch for. She's really stepped up in the absence of Shelton, and there's a steal by Bloomfield, so they get it back. 21-7 now, the six-minute mark in the first half.
Yeah, that three-pointer was a good, yard off the
arc. Yeah, nice shot.
She just was kind of frustrated and just said, I'm going to fling it up from here.
Lowry hands it off to Horning on the far side. Horning picks up the dribble now. She's in trouble. The ball is loose, out of bounds. Last touch by Hatchet, so Bloomfield still controls.
Again, four field goal attempts in the game for Bloomfield thus far.
The inbound pass goes to Moody now. Hewland at the top of the key. Hewland.
And
out of bounds to
I don't think
Bloomfield.
That was a correct call, but that's all right.
So we'll try again. Bloomfield baseline out of bounds. Lady Hatchet's looking to go to 13-3 with a win here on the home court tonight. Ball loose on the floor, still loose, and kicked this time to Washington.
Good hustle by Elena Thorne. Again, she got the deflection and then dove on the floor after the loose ball. You can't beat that hustle right there.
Into the lineup is Delaney Richardson back in now. Delaney will replace Gracie Lowry. 5:42 to play. Washington 21, Bloomfield 7 here at the Hatchet House. Hatchets have the ball. Thorne splits the defenders, puts it up and in for two more. Thorne now with eight.
They're going to have a hard time stopping her. She's got such a strong move to her left, it's hard to defend. Long three.
Hewland tries for three, can't get it. Rebound to Hadley Faith and the Hatchets. Now Thorne brings it up. looks to Healy. Healy into Browning, and Browning puts up a shot. Can't get it, but she's hacked. So Jade Browning going to shoot a pair of free throws. Next Hatchet boys game coming up Friday night. It's a big one. We'll travel to Jasper for a conference battle with the Jasper Wildcats. Boy, they're playing good ball right now. Hatchet's off a tough road loss to Heritage Hills on Saturday. Try to regroup on the road with Jasper Friday. That's our fourth road trip in a row.
Getting tired, Glenn?
On the air at 7:15, tip-off 7:30 from Jasper this Friday night.
Of course, you had your annual difficulties down at Heritage Hills getting a signal.
Oh, my, yeah.
Something about that gym, it's just hard to...
Browning hit them both or just one?
Hit the second out of two.
So it's 24-7. Out of bounds to the Hatchets. Another Bloomfield turnover.
Number 12 for Bloomfield. Washington has two turnovers.
I want to thank Bill Dobson Ford for bringing you tonight's game. A Dobson deal is a better deal at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington.
I think we're going to have, well, there's Thorne underneath again.
Thorne for two and a chance at the line to make it three. 26-7 in favor of Washington.
Elena has 10 points already.
Thanks to Myers LP Gas and Highway 57 North of Washington. Steve and Clara Myers, proud supporters of the Hatchets. Also, McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. And Pepsi, the official soft drink of the Washington Hatchets. Gracie Lowry picks up foul number three, so she'll have to sit down as Thorne connects on the free throw, and she's now in double figures with 11. Hatchets lead 27-7, 4:45 left in the first half. Here in Washington. Moody looking into Richardson. Delaney Richardson draws the double team. In a lot of trouble, tries to get out of it. Hands it off. And now Moody in the far corner. Over to Euland. Euland back to Moody. Now to Euland. And to the volleyball line. Booker swings it over to Emily Neighbors.
Well, you know, this is a young team trying to develop. There's another
Jade
turnover.
Browning gets the steal, and Jade lays it in for two. Browning with 5 points, 29-7, Washington.
How many times have we soloed up at the top and got a layup out of it? Those are the ones that just kill you as a opposing team. And like I was saying, it's a young team, and they're just having a hard time trying to find anything, and there's a foul.
Push foul against the Hatchets. Underneath. So it'll be Bloomfield basketball. The lob pass intended for Richardson. She can't handle it. Allie Barber comes up with a loose ball. Her layup is no good, and it's swatted out of bounds. Last touch by Bloomfield, so Washington maintains possession. Baseline. Underneath their basket. They'll set up the out-of-bounds play. Allie Barber looking to throw it in. Gets it to Thorne. Thorne off to Browning. Browning out to Ledgewood, top of the key. Jesse back to Browning. Now into Thorne. Barber all alone for three, top of the key. Can't get it.
Good ball movement, though. Inside out there by Washington.
Delaney Richardson comes up with the carom, and now Bloomfield works it up the floor. Moody sets, shoots from the free throw line. It's short off the front of the rim. And the ball controlled by Lavasseur. Can see ya.
Oh, nice pass.
Good feed into Thorne. And Thorne with a finish for two more. It's like they've played together a few years.
Yeah, they spent a little time together, I think.
31-7 now, Washington. 2:50 left to go, first half.
That was just a nice, crisp pass there.
Crane Federal Credit Union, proud to bring in tonight's game. The Crane Federal Credit Union is banking on a Hatchet victory. D2B Pest Control of Southern Indiana. Call Bill for a quote today if you've got a bug issue. D2B Pest Control means death to bugs. Three-pointer off the mark by the Lady Cardinals. The rebound into the hands of Washington. Jesse Ledgerwood, top of the key to Barber. And Allie traveled with it, giving it back to Washington, or to Bloomfield.
Three turnovers only for Washington, and Bloomfield has 14 turnovers. Pretty much the story of the game. 31-7, 2:21 to go in the half. Little conversation there with Coach Knepp and the official.
County guy, too. Of course, works at one of our sponsors, Thompson Insurance.
That official is from Vincennes. Another turnover
for Washington. Here comes Thorne, and Thorne lays it in for two more.
Well, you know, when you're a coach in on the team that's ahead in this situation, it's, you know, when do you call off the dogs? You want your kids to play hard, but there's another turnover. So, you know, Coach Miles may be emptying the bench here. There's a
shot off the mark.
Healy, no good.
Rebound to Bloomfield with a minute and a half left. It's Washington 33, the Lady Cardinals 7.
Well, Washington playing a zone now just to switch things up.
Delaney Richardson had a pick from behind. Ledgerwood got a piece of it, knocked it right into the hands of Quincy Healy, and the Hatchets have it. Into Thorne, over to Lavasseur. Lavasseur with the finish. Didn't think that quite had enough on it, but it did. 8 points now for Lavasseur, 35-7. Washington leads under a minute left.
Elena returned the favor there as she passed it to Kinsia, and the last time it was the opposite. There's a kick.
Jade Browning, Hadley Faith reentering for Washington, coming in for Bloomfield, Elena Horning. 53 seconds left to play. Our halftime show coming up, presented by the Hoosier Longhorns. The best beef grown locally right here at home. Hoosier Longhorn beef available at the Amish Country Corner, Highway 50 east of Washington. The Hoosier Longhorn halftime show coming up.
Steal by Browning, and she went coast to coast.
Browning has seven. It's 37-7 in favor of the Hatchets. 30-point lead with 30 seconds left to play. Horning on the far side, looking to Delaney Richardson, but denied again by the Hatchets.
Boy, 19 turnovers, Duane, in the first half.
There's not much there.
And we're going to shoot one shot here with 15 seconds to go against this 2-3 zone. We got a three-pointer coming for somebody.
Barber on the far side. Now off to Ledgerwood. She'll take it, and she hits it.
It's the three.
Jesse Ledgerwood with a three-pointer at the buzzer. And Washington heads to the locker room with a big lead. After one half of play on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, it's the Washington Lady Hatchets 40, Bloomfield Lady Cardinals 7. We'll be back with a halftime show presented by the Hoosier Longhorns after this two-minute timeout on WAMW.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called the unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Scott Cordova. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on a family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by my office in Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Money, time, effort, just a few things we don't want you to flush down the drain. This is Shelly with A&R Home Center. We offer 24-hour emergency service. Let us take care of your plumbing, electrical, heating, and cooling problems. We are just a phone call away. A&R has geothermal systems, water heaters, water softeners, tubs, and showers. A&R Home Center, 812-254-7018.
Back at the Hatchet House, it's halftime. Your halftime report brought to you by the Hoosier Longhorn Beef, the best beef anywhere. It's grown locally right here at home, and it is the healthy choice. You've had the rest. Now, get the best. Hoosier Longhorn Beef, available at Amish Country Corner, Highway 50 east of Washington. Individual scoring, first for the Hatchets, leading the way with 15 points is Elena Thorne. Right behind with 9 points is Kensia Lavasseur. 7 points for Jade Browning. 5 points for Jesse Ledgewood. 2 points for Quincy Healy, and 2 points for Hadley Faith. So 2, 4, 6 players in the scoring column. 15 points for Elena Thorne, 9 for Kensia Lavasseur, 7 for Jade Browning, 5 for Jesse Ledgewood, 2 points for Quincy Healy, and 2 points for Hadley Faith. For Bloomfield, not much in the scoring column. 5 points for Gracie Lowry. She's with 3 fouls, so she didn't get a play a lot of that first half. She has 5, and then 2 free throws for Delaney Richardson. That's it for the Cardinals. Only 7 points, 5 for Gracie Lowry, and 2 for Delaney Richardson. Washington led 19-4 at the end of the first quarter, and at the halftime break, they're up 40-7. First half team stats, Steve Brothers?
For Washington, 17 out of 29, most of those layups, 59% shooting for Washington. Only three-point attempts, 1 out of 3, and 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. Not many rebounds to be had. Washington has 6 offensive and 4 defensive rebounds and 3 turnovers. For Bloomfield, 2 for 7 from the field. Only 7 field goal attempts, 1 for 3 from the three-point arc, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, 1 offensive rebound, 5 defensive rebounds, and here's the stat, Dwayne, 19 first-half turnovers for Bloomfield. So credit that to 2 things, youth on Bloomfield's side and tenacious defense on Washington's side.
Absolutely, just a pure dominant effort for the Lady Hatchets in this first half as they lead the Bloomfield Lady Cardinals 40-7. Don't forget to get your tickets for the first annual Hatchet Sports Gala. It's coming quick. It's Saturday, February 29th, National Guard Armory in Washington. This is going to sell out. Limited number of seats left. Make sure to get them, again, available from any coach or from a booster parent. The Sports Gala, 6 to 11 p.m., National Guard Armory in Washington, Saturday night, February 29th. Brought to you by Davies Community Hospital, Clay Havel, Attorney at Law, Edward Jones Investments, Memory Farms, Stolen Wagler CPA, Big O Tires, Premier Flooring, Parsons & Associates, The New End Zone, Graber Construction, Sodexo, Boyd & Sons, Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, Tabor Owens Construction, 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE, and M&M Live Hall. Plus, of course, we want to make sure to remind you, you're home for the Hatchets, WAMW, proud supporter of the first annual Hatchet Sports Gala, and looking forward to being there. It's going to be a fun night. Hope you got your tickets, $40 for singles and $60 for couples. My wife and I and friends had a chance to attend the CEO dinner last night at the Westgate Academy. Hats off to the CEO students this year. Did a fine job putting on a fun evening last night.
They always do a nice job year in and year out.
Excellent.
Do a great job.
Raised about $4,000 in their silent auction, which will go to their startup businesses with the trade show coming in May. So job well done to the CEO students. When we come back, I'm going to remind you of a couple more fundraisers for area teams. After this two-minute timeout, it's halftime. Your halftime show brought to you by Hoosier Longhorn Beef. At the half, Washington 40. Bloomfield 7 will be back in 2 minutes on WAMW.
Test drive a new 2020 Jeep Gladiator now during the Start Something New sales event at the Washington Chrysler Center. The fastest growing new vehicle on the road, the Gladiator has it all. It's part Jeep, part truck, and all beast on the open road and off-road. With towing capacity over 7,000 pounds, smooth V6 power, and removable top, new Jeep Gladiators are now starting as low as $42,500. Or choose a 2020 Jeep Cherokee Latitude, now priced as low as $24,109. It's a new year. You deserve a new Jeep. From the Washington Chrysler Center during the Start Something New sales event in downtown Washington.
Hi, I'm John Newton at the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington, your auto owner's insurance agent. In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with another state, another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance and the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington. Call for a free quote today at 812-254-4668.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666. Test drive a new 2020 Jeep Gladiator now during the Start Something New sales event at the Washington Chrysler Center. The fastest growing new vehicle on the road, the Gladiator has it all. It's part Jeep, part truck, and all beast on the open road and off-road. With towing capacity over 7,000 pounds, smooth V6 power, and removable top, new Jeep Gladiators are now starting as low as $42,500. Or choose a 2020 Jeep Cherokee Latitude, now priced as low as $24,109. It's a new year. You deserve a new Jeep. From the Washington Chrysler Center during the Start Something New sales event in downtown Washington.
Welcome back to the Hatchet House. Dwayne Shake along with Steve Brothers. Your halftime report brought to you by the Hoosier Longhorns. Hoosier Longhorn beef available locally at the Amish Country Corner, Highway 50 east of Washington. Again, it's the healthy choice. It's grown locally, and it's the best in the business. You've had the rest. When you try Hoosier Longhorn beef, you will have the best. Pick yours up at the Amish Country Corner. A couple of upcoming events. The Washington Golden Pride Band Hog Roast is on Saturday, January 25th. Pulled pork, potato salad, baked beans, a drink before the Hatchet Pike Central boys basketball game. That is next Saturday night, 1 week from this Saturday, 4:30 to 7:30 in the high school cafeteria. $6 for your meal at the door. Proceeds benefit the Golden Pride Band. That's next Saturday night, January 25th, before the Hatchet Pike Central game. The following Saturday, on February 1st, will be the annual Hatchet Baseball Pancake Breakfast. I hope you got your tickets. Boy, those tickets are going like hotcakes. Hey!
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You see, I've been waiting on that one for a while.
I think you said that one 7 years ago, but nobody remembered. Yeah, that was a good one, Dwayne.
Those tickets are going like hotcakes.
Yeah.
So make sure you get yours. $5. Proceeds benefit the Hatchet baseball team for their upcoming season, which, again, they're working out. If you're not in a sport right now, the baseball team working out throughout the week.
Well, that's a good deal.
And you can get those tickets from any Hatchet baseball player. Just $5. All you can eat: pancakes, sausage, eggs, fresh fruit, and drink. And the Hatchet softball team will have the homecoming dinner the night before. Their annual taco dinner will be in the high school cafeteria on Friday night, January 31st. That's part of the homecoming festivities here on January 31st. So come out early, get your taco dinner in the high school cafeteria. Those are just $5 tickets and available for any Hatchet softball player. So lots coming up.
Yep. Dwayne, I wouldn't look for Thorne and Lavasseur and Barber to play many minutes in this half. But the other ones, additional playing time is not going to hurt them much. But those three veterans are probably going to come out first.
Bloomfield starts with a ball to begin the second half, and a three-point attempt is off the mark by Gracie Lowry. Rebound controlled by Washington. Allie Barber works it up to Jesse Ledgewood. Now on the far side, it goes to Lavasseur. Kadsia to Thorne, back to Lavasseur. A little pitch and catch now for Washington. They're a little patient here, waiting for a good shot. Lavasseur, top of the key, over to Thorne. Thorne into Barber. Barber can't handle the pass, and Bloomfield comes up with a steal. Turnover for Washington.
Again, you can't really call off the dogs. You always want your girls to play hard, so, you know, still going to play that, try to play that sticky defense. But
there's a
bucket.
Shot up and in. Two for Gracie Lowry. She has 7 of the 9 points for Bloomfield. And it's now 40-9 in favor of the Hatchets. Top of the key, Thorne. Over near side now to Ledgewood. Top of the key back to Lavasseur. Far side now, Thorne. in the corner. Quincy tries to work it into Barber, and that's another hatchet turnover. Good defense here by Bloomfield to start the second half. Booker hands it to Lowry, Gracie Lowry. Off now to Moody. Moody to Lowry. Lowry skips over to Booker, top of the key.
You can hear a pin drop in this gymnasium right now.
2-3 zone by the Hatchets.
I think everybody's visiting right now. We've got a game going on.
There's Lowry trying to get some help. In it goes to
blocked
Horning.
By Barber.
Horning is blocked, and a loose ball back to Washington. 2 minutes gone in this third period. Barber in the paint. No, too strong on her shot attempt, and the rebound controlled by Bloomfield. Horning comes up with it. She hands off to Moody. Moody brings it up, hands to Booker. Back to Moody now with 5:45 left in the third quarter.
Bloomfield ahead in this quarter, 2-0.
Here's Lowry. Lowry up and in for two more. She kind of powered her way through on that. She's got 9, and it's 40-11. So Bloomfield, you're right, leading this quarter 4-0.
It is kind of hard, you know, mentally to, when you have this big lead, to play at the top of your game for 32 solid minutes.
As Thorne into Lavasseur, beautiful feed, and Kinsia grabs 2 more points. She's got 11, 42-11, Washington.
And that's 4 times at least in this game where it's been Thorne to Lavasseur or vice versa on excellent passes.
Bloomfield to Richardson in the near corner. Back out to Moody, over to Booker. Now to Moody.
Almost a long three there.
Horning tries to get it into Richardson. Richardson keeps the ball up. Her shot is no good, but the rebound and put back by Lowry is no good. She is, however, fouled, and Gracie Lowry has a chance at the line to shoot two.
42-11 in favor of Washington.
Get your tickets for the Washington Community Concert Series. We've got an upcoming great series in 2020. The first show is Friday night, March 13th, a tribute to Prince. All your Prince favorites in the Washington High School Auditorium. Season passes, $80. That's good for all 5 shows. And they're on sale now at the Davies County Chamber of Commerce for $80. Both free throws count. And it's 42-13, Washington. Hatchets with the ball and a big lead. But having a little trouble here in this third quarter is that one almost taken away by the Cardinals.
Not really much offensive intensity here. We need to pick things up a bit.
And now it's a tied up ball. Arrow staying with Washington. Jade Browning coming in. Hadley Faith coming in. Quincy Healy and Allie Barber sitting down.
Well, I said that maybe Kinsia and Elena were not going to play much, but we haven't really extended that lead any from halftime, so they're still in the game.
Out of bounds for Washington. Long pass comes into Ledgewood. Now it's worked into Thorne. Thorne
beautiful
gets
shot.
Elena Thorne, 17 points now, 44-13.
She's just unstoppable there in the lane. Bloomfield has no answer for her.
Tonight's game brought to you by the Ed Lee Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. And by Ace's Restaurant inside the Washington Country Club, proud to bring medalist Eric Dobell, or Dobell, Dobell. Eric Dobell, I'll get it right in a second.
Yeah.
Underneath, Delaney Richardson gets the bucket for 2 for Bloomfield, 44-15. Now Jesse Ledgewood feeds it into Lavasseur, and Kinsia on the other end gets
beautiful
2.
Pass there by Jesse as she penetrated, and then scoop pass right to Kinsia.
Eric Dobell, medalist at the Aces on Saturday, January 25th. Get your tickets for $20. Night of big laughs, great fun with Eric Dobell. Call early, get your reservations for dinner before the show at Aces in the Washington Country Club. Shot up by Lowry, no good. Rebound pulled in by the Hatchets. You can see Lavasseur over to Ledgerwood. Now it goes to Hadley Faith, near side. Ledgerwood has it back. 2:40 left, third quarter. Lavasseur hands to Browning. Jade out to Jesse Ledgerwood. Jesse's three is in.
In and out and in.
That's her second three-pointer. She's got eight, and Washington now leads 49-15 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Washington won the JV game over North Knox earlier, 40-30. I think the JV's only lost two games this year. They've had a great run. And a timeout for Coach Knepp and the Cardinals. 2:10 left to go, third quarter. Washington 49, Bloomfield 15. We return to the Hatchet House in 1 minute on WAMW.
I'm Doug Bubalo, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Washington Hatchets on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Money, time, effort, just a few things we don't want you to flush down the drain. This is Shelley with A&R Home Center. We offer 24-hour emergency service. Let us take care of your plumbing, electrical, heating, and cooling problems. We are just a phone call away. A&R has geothermal systems, water heaters, water softeners, tubs, and showers. A&R Home Center, 812-254-7018.
Tonight's game brought to you by Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home on State Street in Washington. And Mattress by Appointment at Washington and Vincennes. Contact John Gear for a good night's sleep at Mattress by Appointment. 49-15, Bloomfield has the ball. This play resumes. Washington with the big lead. Booker now one-on-one against Jesse Ledgerwood.
Dwayne, Bloomfield has 19 first-half turnovers, and there was the first one. Right there, turnover in the second half.
They've done a nice job really handling the basketball here in this third quarter.
Yep.
And now the Hatchets return the favor and give it back, reciprocating turnovers. Yep.
Six turnovers for Washington, and there's another turnover for Bloomfield.
What's the reciprocating of the reciprocating? What would that one be?
Getting too complicated, Dwayne.
Well, you're a math guy, though.
The reciprocal of the reciprocal would be the original. Okay. Faith scores.
Hadley Faith connects. 51-15.
See, the reciprocal of two-thirds is three-halves, and the reciprocal of three-halves is two-thirds, right?
That's the reciprocal of the reciprocal.
Yeah.
And that's the law of reciprocity.
Sure. This is called filler time, as Bloomfield is passing the ball around the perimeter.
Well, you know how I like talking math and physics with you.
Sure.
I was a scholar. Don't you still have my picture somewhere on a wall?
But there's a pass to Browning underneath for two. Your picture on the wall? I don't recall
in the
that.
Physics Hall of Fame here at Washington High School.
In the maybe the dunce corner.
That's a little harsh.
Another deflection by Kinsia out of bounds.
You know, some people get it. Some people just have a little struggle with it when it comes to physics.
Your math skills were fine.
I enjoy math. Business math. Mental math.
Uh-huh.
Physics, not so much. 53-15. 20 seconds left to go, third quarter. But you can't say I didn't try.
You tried for a while.
Three-pointers off the mark, but Bloomfield comes up with a loose ball and another chance here with 8 seconds left. Booker kicks it out to Neighbors, back to Booker, and they need a shot. They don't get one. That's it for the third quarter of play. 8 minutes left to go here at the Hatchet House after three on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Washington 53. Bloomfield 15, fourth quarter action in 1 minute on WAMW.
Your number one Hatchet fans, Auto Owners Insurance and the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington is a winning combination. We'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit the Donaldson Agency in Washington today or call 812-254-4668.
Donaldson Insurance with us, your number one.
Is your mattress old, worn out, stained, or otherwise past its prime? Mattress by Appointment has brand new, brand name mattresses at 50 to 80% off the prices you see at big box traditional retailers. We have a mattress for every back and every budget. Our $40 down financing option allows you to get the mattress you deserve at a price you can afford. Call or text 812-610-1070. Now with two locations in Washington and in Vincennes. Mattress by Appointment, 812-610-1070.
Back here at the Hatchet House, Dwayne Shake along with Steve Brothers ready for fourth quarter action where the Washington Lady Hatchets lead Bloomfield 53-15.
We have Bella Thorne in the game now along with Healy, Barber, Faith, and Browning. Washington back in their man-to-man defense, it looks like. They played zone most of that third quarter. So a little more aggressiveness here.
Bloomfield looking for a good shot here. Horning tries to make her move. She's stopped by Hadley Faith. Looks into Richardson. Now they kick it out to Lowry.
You know, Dwayne Lowry is not a bad player. Coach Moz was right before the game. She can play a little bit.
She's got 11 points tonight. Yep. Lowry able to maintain as Hadley Faith tries to get the steal. Now the Hatchets do come up with the steal. And they get it back.
23 turnovers now. Only four in the second half for Bloomfield. Staying in their zone defense. Pass is almost taken away. Hadley Faith for two.
Hadley, 6 points tonight for the senior, makes it 55-15.
Another near turnover. You know, when they're playing the zone defense like we did in the third quarter, that really doesn't force as many turnovers as a man-to-man does. And there's another turnover against our man-to-man. That's 24 turnovers. And we got a timeout for Coach Miles as she's wanting to empty the bench as expected. We got a bunch of substitutions coming in. So now on the floor we have Bella Thorne, Hadley Faith,
Sydney Melton, and Alita Adradanowska, and Emma Dant.
Okay. They're going to get a lot of minutes here tonight with 6 minutes to go in the game.
They did a nice job earlier in the JV win, 40-30.
They're not going to be in any huge hurry to shoot the ball, I don't think.
Got a junior high score. Lady Hatchets beat Jasper 7th and 8th grade tonight. Good job by the 7th grade and 8th grade Lady Hatchets. 7th graders won 33-31. 8th graders got the win 30-18.
How about that? We'll take that.
Both teams play at home Thursday against South Knox over in the junior high gym. So a pair of wins against a conference foe, the Jasper Junior High Wildcats. And the Bloomfield Cardinals get the steal on the inbound pass.
Coast to coast, up and in.
All the way in for two. That was Elena Horning who came up with that one.
Coach Miles didn't like that, and she's calling timeout, and she's saying, look, if you want varsity minutes, you better guard somebody, as that was not pretty. She wasn't real happy about that one. Probably saying something like, you know, other girls worked their tails off on defense to limit them to 15 points, and then you just let them go coast to coast.
There was some finger pointing there.
Yep.
5:33 left to play. Washington 55, Bloomfield 17. It's Hatchet ball when play resumes.
She was having none of that.
That's why she's one of the best. I tell you, she has done a tremendous job leading these Lady Hatchets, bro. She really has. And nobody more deserving of a sectional championship than Gretchen Miles.
Well, let's hope we can get one. There's a turnover.
Steal
again.
By Bloomfield. You know, she's fielded some great teams over the years. We just run into a buzzsaw, yep. It seems, every year at that tournament. As Emma Dant gets the steal, takes it all the way in for two. So Emma Dant in the scoring column on the varsity with 2 points. 57-17.
I think their defense has turned up a notch now after that timeout.
Lucy Allen in for Bloomfield. Also in there is Theda Hewland. Almost a steal by the Hatchets, but it stays with Bloomfield. Theda is T-H-A-I-D-A. Theda was the girl's name on the movie My Girl, starring Macaulay Culkin and Anna Chlumsky.
There you go. There you have it.
Dan Aykroyd and Jamie Lee Curtis also starred in that movie. Theda. You just don't see that name a lot.
No.
Shot up. No good by Lowry. Tries again. No good. Tries again. No good. And now she's going to kick it out. She's smiling down there. Boy, she fought hard, didn't she?
Yep.
Horning. Nope. And this time Bella Thorne comes up with it.
Of course, Theta is a Greek letter spelled differently, T-H-E-T-A. Most of the time you
don't
have
it. Don't try to out-show me up. I named the whole cast of the My Girl movie.
Well, you know, Theta is an angle most of the time in geometry or trigonometry. The angle Theta. And it could be a fraternity or a sorority.
Delta, Theta, Tai.
Name all the Greek letters while we have the time. As Washington is once again just throwing the ball around the perimeter with 3:25 to go in the game.
I still want you to top the fact that I knew that was Anna Chlumsky's character.
That's impressive. I got to admit, I'm impressed by that. Yep.
That's a great movie. Thomas J. was the boy, played by Macaulay Culkin, and he was going back for Theta's glasses that she dropped, and he got stung by a swarm of bees. Just a sad, sad movie. Thomas J. died.
There's a turnover again for Washington. I missed that movie, Dwayne.
You need to go watch that one. My Girl. Critically acclaimed. Steal by Emma Dant. Washington gets the ball back with a 40-point lead, 57-17, 2:42 left to play. Alita Adradonowska trying to get it into Hadley Faith, denied by Grace Lowry. Substitution. Quincy Healy back in for the Hatchets. Emily Neighbors and Kenley Moody checking back in for Bloomfield. 2.5 minutes to go. Washington girls back in action at Mount Carmel on Thursday. On the air at 7:15, tip off 7:30. Right here on Memories 107.9. Big conference game for Coach Miles and the Hatchets. And then a road trip at Gibson Southern on Saturday afternoon.
Another turnover for Washington, getting a little bit sloppy. 10 turnovers now for the Hatchets. 26 turnovers for Bloomfield.
Bloomfield hands it to Euland.
We're down to 2 minutes now.
Euland works it over to Lucy Allen. Now a shot up is too strong by Moody, and the weak side rebound controlled by Washington.
Adradonowska did a really nice job. As soon as that shot went up from the side, she was over on the weak side for a rebound. And yet another hatchet turnover.
Bloomfield playing good defense now.
And we have a traveling call. Oh, no.
Turnover for Bloomfield.
No. He emotion traveling, but what he meant was I don't know where that signal came from.
Just
but
seven.
Subbing in and out, I guess. People going in and out.
It's okay.
He forgot that was the traveling
signal.
Minute
and a half left.
I didn't see the travel because there was none.
Right. So, Gracie Lowry I'm sorry, that's Lucy Allen. And turnover by Bloomfield. Washington gets the steal.
Stolen by Healy again. And again, we're in no big hurry to shoot the ball. Coach Miles showing a lot of class here.
1 minute.
With, you know, we only scored 17 points this half so far, but we've not been in any, no sense of urgency to shoot the ball.
And Bloomfield's done a nice job on defense.
Yeah,
they've
have.
Several turnovers here.
So, you know, 40-point lead. It is time to maybe call off the dogs. And that's exactly what has happened.
40 seconds left. Post-game report coming up from Sterling & Company Professional Corporation. In downtown Washington, we'll have the Heritage Petroleum High Energy Player of the Game, Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, and our overall MVP from Annalou Chapman of Remax Real Estate, and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited.
No more shots for Washington as we're down to 15 seconds. And that's going to be it.
Final score tonight, Washington Lady Hatchets get the win. On the home floor, on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, it's the Lady Hatchets 57, Bloomfield Lady Cardinals 17. We'll be back with the post-game report after this two-minute timeout on WAMW.
Business owners, do you feel like you're spending more time on bookwork and less time tending to other important business matters? I'm Elisha Sterling, a CPA with Sterling & Company in Washington. Our full-service professional accounting and consulting firm can help save you time and money by relieving many of the complexities of today's business operations. We assist business owners with payroll, accounts payable, bookkeeping, consulting, and tax compliance issues. Please call us for a no-obligation appointment. Sterling & Company in downtown Washington, 812-254-1138.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Heritage Petroleum on West Walnut in Washington is fueling your everyday life. Family-owned and operated, Heritage Petroleum has 11 locations all across the Midwest and is proud to supply a complete line of fuel products, including petroleum fuels, oils, and lubricants. Heritage Petroleum is proud to offer fueling transport services and commercial fuel for both large and small companies located on West Walnut in Washington and proud to be a part of your community. Call Heritage Petroleum at 812-254-3671. Heller's Country Garden.
Miles makes her way to the broadcast booth for the postgame report brought to you by Sterling & Company Professional Corporation, downtown Washington. While we wait the coach, let's give your individual scoring for the Hatchets. Several in the scoring column tonight. 17 for Elena Thorne, 13 for Concia Lovasseur, 9 points for Jade Browning, 8 points for Jesse Ledgerwood, 6 points for Hadley Faith, 2 points for Quincy Healy, and 2 points for Emma Dance. So 2, 4, 6, 7 players scoring tonight. Double digits for Thorne with 17 and Lavasseur with 13. Only 3 players in the scoring column for the Cardinals. They were led by Gracie Lowry. She finished in double figures with 11. Then it was 4 points for Delaney Richardson and 2 for Elena Horning. But Gracie Lowry leads the way with 11 for the Lady Cardinals. Washington led 19-4 at the end of the first quarter. Never looked back. They were up 40-7 at the half, 53-15 after three, and final 57-17. As Coach Miles joins us now, Washington 13-3 on the season. Coach Thompson, or Coach Thompson, Coach Knepp, he does a nice job. Fine coach, injuries, plague a team like that, and that's tough to deal with. It really
right.
is.
Right, and I mean, he's got to be honest. Their 24-point scorer, Kylie Shelton, ACL tear at game number 10 this season, and that makes a big difference, especially as experienced as she is and as talented as she is, with a young supporting cast around her to kind of help, for her to help them kind of come along. And Coach Knepp, I mean, he does a tremendous job. And, again, he's always teaching. It doesn't matter what the score is or the situation. Always teaching and always coaching his kids. And, you know, we're really proud about how the kids came out right out of the gates. Of course, we'd like to get some of those layups back to start the game, but got out in transition very well. I know I'm never satisfied. Coach Brother's going to rip me already. But got out in the passing lanes, like, early. You know, a lot of times, sometimes you get too antsy and you want to gamble and get out there. Elena Thorne did a tremendous job. If she was out in the passing lane early, used her length, and finished very well around the basket for us, especially to start the game. And, again, with this group, too, they share the basketball. Find the extra pass, more high-percentage shot form, get out in transition, share it, and doing what's best for the team and find a way to win.
And you forced 19 first-half turnovers.
So, well, and I looked at ours. I believe we had 11, didn't we?
For the game?
Yes.
Most of that was in the fourth quarter, though. So
11's 11, right?
It's still 11.
Yeah. You had, I think, 4 or 5 up until that point.
Right. And it was nice, too, when you can get a lot of kids in and get some kids some rest, because we got a huge week ahead of us, and each game keeps getting tougher. And I think Mount Carmel's only lost 3 games this entire season, so they're a young group too, a lot of juniors, a lot of length, a lot of speed, a lot of dribble drive, a lot of spot up and hit the three, and it's never an easy place to play. So, you know, and on the road and a different time zone, you know, just things that you just got to be ready to play, be able to get off the bus and be ready to go. And we got to get back to the basics tomorrow and just get rested and be ready for Thursday, because it's just another 3-game week for us. So this time of year, of course, the kids want to be playing, and we've got to stay healthy. But we've got to be hitting on all cylinders, too. We talked about in the pregame with Dwayne that the little things we talked about at the beginning of the season should be automatic now. We shouldn't have to retrack. We shouldn't have to reteach the basics that have been harped on since day one, is being able to keep advancing the game together.
Your junior high, Lady Hatchet's got 2 nice wins over Jasper tonight, 7th and 8th grade. So nice job to those young future Hatchets.
That's a great win, yes. I believe both of them was like an A-B game, too, for both 7th and 8th grade. So that's always great that a lot of kids can get a lot of experience on the court. And winning's contagious. I mean, it's fun to win, and we got to always continue to get better. But our junior high staff does a great job, too.
There's a lot of talk about those young players coming up. You got some fine athletes down the way a little bit. So.
Well, we hope that they stay with it, and you hope that they continue to develop. Because I'm sure, you know, we just the contagiousness of winning and competitive drive is what those kids have in the junior high and the elementary grade level. And, of course, that goes back to what is emphasized by the coaches that do a great job. And, again, hopefully that's just contagious that they come up to the high school level and just continue to develop and get better.
Let's do it again on Thursday, Coach. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Have a good night. We'll be back to wrap it up from the Hatchet House right after this on WAMW.
Hi, I'm Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate Merchandisers in Washington. I started out as a secretary for Dan K. Myers back in 1970 and have enjoyed over 40 years in real estate. I purchased the business a few years ago and am proud to have some of the best realtors working with me daily at RE/MAX. We not only enjoy looking for a house, it's just so much fun to be able to help someone with one of the major decisions they make in their life and make sure it's the right one. The good Lord has been good to us, and we feel like our honesty and perseverance among all keeps us going strong.
Call Anna Lou today at RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington, 254-1970.
Back for a final time at the Hatchet House. I'm Dwayne Shake. He's Steve Brothers. And thanks to Cannon Shake back at home base, keeping us on air and online. We got to wrap this one up, bro. Before we go, let's hand out some awards, though. First, the Heritage Petroleum High Energy Player of the Game, brought to you by Heritage Petroleum in Washington, fueling your everyday life.
Well, for the first time this season, as we've welcomed her back after Christmas, Jade Browning gets some hardware. And that's good to see. Jade had a nice game. 9 points on 4 out of 5 shooting from the field. And it's really nice to have her back.
Absolutely.
And she did a good job tonight.
Big game for Jade Browning, our Heritage Petroleum High Energy Player of the Game. Up next, Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford. A Dobson deal is a better deal.
Well, tonight it's Kinsia Lavasseur. Kinsia had 13 points, as you mentioned, on 6 for 9 from the field and 1 for 1 from the free throw line. And, Dwayne, there weren't very many rebounds to be had. The team got 14 rebounds, and Kinsia had 7 of those.
Wow.
So
big night for Kinsia, our Bill Dobson Ford Tough player of the game. And the overall MVP presented by Annalou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker in Washington, and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited, tonight's MVP.
Another great game from Elena Thorne. She had 17 points, 8 for 10 from the field, 1 for 1 from the free throw line. And we keep saying it over and over, but she just keeps getting better and better. More aggressive. She's very aggressive tonight, going to the basket. And as Coach Miles mentioned, she was able to finish very well tonight, 8 for 10 from the field.
17 points overall, Elena Thorne, tonight's MVP. Well, Steve Brothers, let's do it again on Thursday. We'll head over to the land of Lincoln in another time zone, as Coach
time
Miles
zone,
mentioned.
Yeah, that'll be
final
great.
Time for our trip over there, as we will take on the Mount Carmel Lady Aces. Pregame coverage 7:15, tip off 7:30 Thursday night here on Memories 107.9. Am I off on the time? Maybe it's 8.
I think it's 8 o'clock our time.
I have
time.
It right in front of me. It will be on the air Thursday night between 7:30 and 8. Yeah. You do definitely know that.
Yep.
It's time to go.
Okay.
For Steve Brothers and Cannon Shake back at home base, our final tonight, the JV wins 40-30 over the North Knox JV Warriors. The varsity follows suit with a 57-17 win over the Bloomfield Lady Cardinals. Good night. So long from the Hatchet House in Washington.
This concludes our broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories 107.9 WAMW-FM Washington and worldwide from WAMW-AMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by
the A&R Home Center, Aces Restaurant, Bill Dobson Ford, Boyd & Sons Machinery, the Crane Federal Credit Union, the Donaldson Insurance Agency, Ed Lee Mortuary, Heller's Lawn Pro, Heritage Petroleum, the Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, McAllister Machinery, Mattress by Appointments, Myers LP Gas, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, Pepsi Beverages Company, Annalou Chapman, your local RE/MAX real estate agents. Sterling & Company, Taylor's 2 Steakhouse. Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center. The Edward Jones Advisors of Washington. The Gill Funeral Home. And D2B Pest Control of Southern Indiana.
Visit WAMWAMFM.com and download or listen to a digital copy of this game. Memories now returns to normally scheduled music programming already in progress.
Memories 107.9. Dave Foster has local news Monday through Saturday.
Mornings and afternoons.